Rajiv Chandrasekaran is a reporter for The Washington Post. He joined us from Baghdad.
Conditions appear to be ripening for the kind of historic miscalculation that led to the Gulf War in 1991.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
The previous July, Saddam Hussein summoned the new American ambassador, April Glaspie, indicated that he planned action against neighboring Kuwait, and expressed his confidence that the United States would not intervene. "Yours is a society that cannot accept 10,000 dead in one battle," he said. Hearing nothing from the American government to deter him, the Iraqi tyrant proceeded to occupy Kuwait and found out that he was wrong about American willingness to risk casualties. In the current situation, Saddam Hussein keeps testing the waters to see what he can get away with. Under pressure, he agreed to U-2 surveillance flights and permitted inspectors to interview 3 weapons experts. Then last Friday, a United Nations Security Council session revealed a majority of 11-4 against the use of force. Worldwide anti-war demonstrations put pressure on governments to stick to inspection. Turkey, a majority of its citizens opposed to military action, stalled preparations for becoming a staging area by asking for more money in compensation than the Bush administration was prepared to give. America and Britain are preparing to field a new UN draft resolution, but no vote is expected before the next inspector's report on March 1st. Under present conditions, Saddam Hussein may believe the tide is running in his favor. The less pressure he feels, the less likely he is to disarm, and the less likely that military action will be forestalled. The Bush administration is allowing an increasingly unfavorable situation to play itself out for another few weeks. If Saddam Hussein continues to play hardball, President Bush will have a fateful decision to make. Saddam Hussein was wrong once before in casing the resolve of a President Bush. He could be wrong again. This is Daniel Shore.